We're doing our class on the Jewish home, and our title tonight is, Do You Love Me or Do You Not? It's all in my perception. And we will discuss this. I have a very good friend who's a brilliant scientist and mathematician. And one day, he says to me, pretty disturbing sentence. He says to me, would you eat someone's feces? So I looked at him and I said, like you, excuse me? So he says to me, well, let me explain it to you this way. When you smell cologne, you're smelling small particles of cologne. When you smell a flower, you're smelling small particles of the flower. And when you go by the bathroom and you smell things from the bathroom, I said, thanks. So he said, you see, it's all in your perception. If I ask you whether you'd ingest that, you'd say no. Yet, you are ingesting it, you just don't perceive it. So it's all in your perception. I said, thanks. It's a wonderful thought. Right? But the truth is that there's a tremendous power with that recognition. And we have a separate class on framing, which we will discuss. I'll just borrow from that class for a second. Let's say I told you that Shmerel is an annoying person. You should just know Shmerel's an annoying person. So then, if Shmerel comes over to you and says, Yaakov, your first thought is annoying. And then he says, Yaakov, can I borrow your pen for a minute? Your second thought is annoying. And then you give him the pen and he comes back after a minute and he says, I know I said for a minute, but I need it for another two. Is that okay? So you think, he is annoying. Pause. Let's say I tell you, Shmerel's a big tzaddik. You should just know, he's a real tzaddik. So then Shmerel comes over and says, can I borrow your pen for a minute? And you think, that's so nice, other people would just use it without asking. After a minute he comes back and says, I need it for another two, is that okay? And you think to yourself, he really is a tzaddik. He said a minute, and once he's going over the minute, he wants to ask permission. That's so nice. Wait a second, which one is it? Your perception. So that's one of the major dangers when parents oppose a shidduch. Because if parents keep telling you bad things about your spouse, they can force you. You end up framing the person that way and viewing them that way. So this is a class we've had, and we will have again this semester. Next semester, we've discussed this in the past. Today I had the wonderful opportunity to be sitting by a friend of mine, the dentist. I have a very special dentist. He always tells me, now you're my captive audience. And then, as he's working, he either gives me a Musar Shmuz or a Shmuz in philosophy. And today he shared with me that he once did a course in therapy. In therapy. And he learned how to help couples. And then he told me the following, which is a beautiful way of expressing something we discussed in a different vein, and I love the way he presented it. So I wanted to share it with you. He said like this, every person is divided into two components. Someone have a piece of paper? Because the drawing here helps a lot.
Tissue, maybe?
No. No one has paper. I left my stuff downstairs.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, there's no paper.
There's so much paper.
Right.
Here, all this paper.